You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've got Old Mate Pack Society. Kia ora, Pax, how are you doing?
Kia ora, I'm doing good. Thank you for having me. I love the title Comedy Chat.
Comedy Chats with Pack Society.
Yeah.
Well, last time we had you up, we were doing rice chats. You taught us how to make a mean ass.
God, that sounds racist if you don't know the context, eh? We had you and only specifically for rice chats.
A segment we made especially for you.
Yeah.
You joined us on breakfast food last time.
Yeah, weird that I explored rice on a segment called breakfast food, but that, hey.
We've had weirder breakfast foods come through.
Really?
Definitely had some cold pizza vibes. It's been, yeah.
Weirdly, cold pizza is so good for breakfast, though.
It's good for every meal of the day,
isn't
it?
Yeah. Cold pizza is so good. In fact, actually, now that we talk about cold food being good for breakfast, actually, cold rice is really good for breakfast.
Mm, it is.
Put a fried egg on top. Look, we're back into rice chat.
God. We can't avoid it.
Yeah.
Hey, we're here to talk about your Handsome Boy tour, which is heading around the country. What's the Handsome Boy show all about for you?
The Handsome Boy show is the title. So a lot of people are like, so what does Handsome Boy mean? Like, how will that affect the show? And I'm like, it doesn't, man. I just think I'm handsome and I'm going to name it that.
Excellent.
You know, self-love is important.
It is.
But also it's an homage to my mum and all my aunties and uncles, because every time I post anything on social media, all they want to type is how handsome I am
handsome
in
boy.
The comments. He's so handsome. And I'm like, Mom, like, I really appreciate it, because you could post like even the most hideous photo of yourself and then the cavalry comes through and talks about how handsome you are. So it's kind of like a defense mechanism to make sure you feel good no matter what post you put up.
Oh, totally.
But it's also my mum trying to make sure that the world knows I'm not Uggos, and I really appreciate her for that.
I mean, she's done the hard yards raising you.
Yeah.
She wants people to see what she's made.
She has created. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So the Handsome Boy Tour, what it means for me, honestly, crazy thing is, I've done stand-up for almost 12 years now, and this is the first time I've gone on tour ever.
Wow.
Yeah, the first time ever. And so it feels like a really long time coming.
Mm.
Like, that's what it feels like. You know, I was meant to go on tour in 2020. We all know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Adele dropped an album and no one was willing to go comedy anymore.
Couldn't get vinyl anywhere. It was too much.
And so I was meant to go on tour in 2020, and obviously that didn't happen. So I feel a bit like overcooked as far as like ready to go out and do stand up for the country. It's a bunch of stand up that some of it is quite old but just hasn't been around the country. Some of it is brand new. Some of it is stuff that I've been ruminating on while we've all been locked in our house. Like, it's a combination of all those types of stand up that have formed into a cohesive show, and that's why I love doing it, and I'm so excited to take it around the country, is because of how pent up it feels.
I think also, you know, 2 years is a long time in the world when there's not a global crisis going on. And,
exactly.
You know, a lot of stuff changes. Comedy obviously moves with the times, even if it's not temporal comedy, you know,
even if it's not
current affairs stuff.
Mm.
The way the world moves shapes what you're thinking about.
Absolutely.
How is it, I guess, looking at some of those older pieces that you've worked on through the prism of time now a little bit?
Yeah, I think there are certain things that I had to just, like, when I was forming this hour of stand-up and I was, like, looking at all the bits and all the things I was talking about and stuff, there were certain things that I just had to cut.
Mm-hmm.
And not because I thought they weren't funny anymore or because I thought they weren't good, it wasn't good stand-up. It was just, like, through what the world has been through, this no longer feels relevant. Or this no longer not relevant, but doesn't feel worthy of having its own, like, platform to stand on. It's we've moved on. Like, with, you know, as an individual, hardship matures you.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes it can break you, but like it'll always force you to grow, right?
Mm-hmm,
or else, you know, like you're just going to stay in the same place. And I think on a societal level, hardship does the same thing to us as a society.
Yeah.
We are forced to grow, right? So when you think about how maturity is society has matured in that way, there are certain things that now I feel like as a collective, an audience will be like, that's good, but doesn't feel worthy of having its own like time, you know, its own like 3 to 4 minute bit.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. That's never happened to me before.
Totally. There's that never, must be super interesting.
Yeah, because like, you know, we haven't been in a lockdown before, so you just gradually over time go like, yeah, I've outgrown this bit. Yeah, I've outgrown this bit. Whereas this time it's like you go in your house for 2 years and then come out and go, oh, none of this stuff feels real anymore. None of this stuff feels worthy anymore. I just have to cut it. But I haven't even been able to do it that much.
Yeah, you know what
I mean? Like, I did it twice and now I have to be like, well, I have to cut it now.
This is something I've always wondered about with comedians. How do you archive what you've done? How do you keep your jokes from 2 years ago and then when you're putting together a show, go, okay, that bit, this bit, new bit here. What's your process? Do you have a notebook? Do you have a little, like, tape recorder?
Yeah. I have. Well, no, I'm not a tape recorder.
I'm sorry.
Look,
turning it on in your room. Okay, yeah, I've got a new joke.
I know BFM is like indie and like old school, but like that's ridiculous. All right.
Look, I love a cassette.
Yeah. I think I have a cassette from when I was like a 12-year-old somewhere in my house, with like Janet Jackson in it.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
I need to find it.
The notes app on your phone perhaps was a more updated version of that.
There's an absurd amount of notes in my notes app, like. Overwhelming amount of notes in my notes app. And it takes like sometimes I'll sit down and I'll be like, all right, I need to go through all of it and figure out what's what, and that takes me like 2 days, three days. But then I have like notebooks everywhere in my office. I have like bits of A4 just scribbled on in my office. It's just stuff everywhere. And then when it comes time to put it into an hour or figure out like what is the show, what I like to do is jot down. I'll spend an hour jotting down what I'm passionate about. Mm-hmm. I could be angry about it, I could love it, I could, you know, like whatever the emotion is, what I'm passionate about, I'll jot down. And then I'll start to boil that list of things I'm passionate about down to like a shorter list, and that will start to give me the through line. Mm-hmm. And then once I have the through line, I can then essentially talk about anything I want as long as it connects to the through line in some way.
Yeah, nice.
So I'm not trying to create this like incredibly cohesive show that like, you know, has an amazing callback from the start to the finish and like blows your mind. All I'm trying to do is talk about whatever I want while at the same time not making you feel like you're in no man's land as far as stand-up is concerned.
Mm.
Just like a general through line, but really it's just a clothesline for me to peg any topic I want on it.
Yeah, hard out. I'm excited to see this in action. I feel like we're seeing so much amazing, post-lockdown emergence happening at the moment. And you've been doing some incredible stuff. Last time we had you up here, we were talking about amazing big comedy showcases that you were throwing, bringing your peers along with you as well. It'll be nice to celebrate yourself, maybe.
Yeah, and that's kind of part of the reason why I called it Handsome Boy is because it's like, this is me.
Lean into the auntie posting.
Yeah.
Big time. Where can people get tickets for the Handsome Boy tour, and when do you kick off?
Oh, well, I've kicked off already.
Wicked.
Hamilton and New Plymouth have already been done. Next is Nelson, Christchurch, Wellington, Auckland, Whangarei, Palmy.
Wicked.
And you can go to paxsociety.com. and click on the touring tab and get tickets.
We've got three days in Tamaki, so there's no excuse not to go.
Yeah, I think it's 3rd, 4th, 5th of November.
That's right.
At Nangatira, at the Q Theatre. And it's going to be fun. Auckland's always my... Look, I love the country. And
we love the regions.
I love the regions. But Auckland is always my favourite show because it's where I grew up. It's my home, you know?
Hard out.
It's my people.
Hey, Pax, thank you for coming in and chatting with us this morning about the Pax Asadi Handsome Boy Tour of the Motu.
Yeah.
Best of luck. We'll see you at the Rangatira Theatre.
Yes, come along. Catch me on Rice Chat in a couple of months.
We'll have you back.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.